What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? It's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings, and I'm joined once again by
R Squared
and
MJB.
All right, let's do this. This is Henny Tings. You know what I mean? We're doing it big. Today we're gonna actually start it off before we actually get into the real topic. I'm gonna let y'all know from right now the real topic we're gonna get into. Drake's album. Everybody's talking about it. I mean, it's only right that we talk about. We got to touch on that. We got to touch on
it. It's the shit. Oh,
it's okay. It's pretty fire.
It is. And I ain't even gonna front. You know. Wait, what? How did we get to work this pussy on Drake album?
Because he worked that pussy on that album.
I guess. Wait. I guess. Hold up. He worked that pussy on that album. All right, I'll give him that. He get a bomb for that. Okay.
He get that bomb Drake, pussy.
Yeah, he did something. I ain't gonna lie. Like the album was pretty dope. But before we even get into that, all right, we want y'all to stay tuned because we're gonna touch into that. We're gonna give you our thoughts, opinions, and everything on the album. But before we even do that, some of you may or may not heard the podcast that we did previously before this. It was touching. We called it Highs and Lows. The name of that podcast was Highs and Lows. Unfortunately, you guys will not hear it. Those of you that have not heard it, didn't get a chance to, sorry you won't be hearing it. But we're going to give a quick little rundown on why as to you won't hear that. I was touching on a little something, you know, with one of the co-hosts of Henny Tings and their life. But, I mean, we decided as a group to take that down. But we're going to go ahead and turn this on over to R Squared, and he could just give a little rundown of that said, you know, podcast, and just a little quick little something for some of y'all that wanted to hear it. Y'all never going, it, you ain't gonna hear it. It's all good though. We got more content, bigger and better things coming your way. But anyway, I'm gonna turn it over to R Squared. Go ahead, do your thing, my friend.
Thank you. drop that bomb.
We're gonna do it one more time. For R Squared. That's it. Right there.
No, but I mean, I need music.
Go ahead, please. Hold on, I'm gonna play music. Fuck that song. Let me play song. Hold on.
All right, go
on.
Ahead. Fuck that song.
I got the song.
It's about to get real.
Go ahead and do it. I'll tone it down just to go.
Nah, picture me. Out. Picture me walking into a church right now.
Wait, is your shirt gonna be buttoned up or?
No. I'm wearing a cloak.
Oh, wait, what? The fuck is this man? Hold up. This nigga wearing a cloak, y'all.
The fan hitting you and you.
He wearing a cloak. I'm confused. He get a bomb dropped on that cloak, nigga. Who else you know got a style like that to pull off a cloak? One more time.
What the hell?
He dropping bombs on the cloak, nigga, walking in church. He's a demon. He's a demon, nigga. So hold on, one more time. Nigga, demon, y'all. Watch out for this nigga.
good times.
But go right here. Go ahead.
Thank you.
So go ahead and do what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. No, I just want to say I'm one of the reasons why we didn't get to play that was because the topic was a little too personal. Yes.
Made other plans.
Song in the background.
No, go ahead.
No, it's just the topic was a little too personal, and I revealed some of the things that I never really wanted to get out there. And this was about some things that were way too close to home, and doing this podcast with you guys and really kind of learning about myself a little bit here. It's just it's eye-opening to see that once I say something and it's out there, it's out there. So
that's it. That's
yep. It, and we decided as a group not to put it out there, just because, like, I'm not trying to put anybody on blast. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. And business and personal, is they can't mix well. They don't mix mm-hmm. well.
That's true.
So I definitely kind of took a second look at what we had recorded. And it's just, it wasn't something I wanted to be out there like that. And I just, some things are better left, you know, kept private. And I said a little bit too much. I'll leave it at that. However, there are things I can say and I will say. And one thing that I've learned about relationships is that they're hard. And I'll just keep it at that in regards to that podcast. And they're never easy. And something I've learned today that I actually talked to you guys about and something I wanted to share with MJ that she hasn't really heard of off record was today. I had a reality check. And that reality...
Drop a bomb on that wake-up check. You know what I'm saying? We got to do it big one time.
Reality check.
Mm-hmm.
No, that reality check being that... there's a lot of things that I'm learning as a person and some things that I've been doing that aren't necessarily, I haven't been really awake to experience what I've been doing. And that's in a way being high maintenance and it's easier said than done, or it's like, you can hear me just say, oh, I'm high maintenance, but the way I've been acting isn't who I want to be as a person. So I had a reality check today by one of my best friends and, it put my life into perspective in a way. So, regardless, I just want to say I'm happy to be here and I'm ready to discuss all these topics, but you know, keeping it as private as I can with my personal life.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
I can't with you. Oh, always god. Trying to
stop fucking lying.
Oh my god.
I'm joking. He is ready. Listen, y'all. Listen, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. You got R Squared in the building. MJB. I can't stress this enough. We just having fun, all right? We just having
we
fun.
We are. We really are.
Yeah, that's we it's all love in this building. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give y'all a rundown. Now listen, there was an episode that was posted. It was going really good. Now we took it down because we decided as a group. You know, our score didn't feel comfortable. We took it down. It's all good. It's all grits and gravy. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? We moving on to bigger and better things. It's no problem. You know what I'm saying? All love. It's all love in this bit. You know what I'm saying? One time for love. One time for love.
One time for love.
That's it. You're dropping bombs on that love. You're dropping bombs on that. Wait, if you dropped a bomb on love, wouldn't that hurt it? Damn, I can't. Maybe not drop the bomb on love. Maybe not drop. But y'all know what we're saying. But anyway. So now that that's out the way, uh oh.
Bring the beat in.
What?
All right.
Uh oh. Gotta drop a bomb one time, once again, though, because we're gonna have to drop a bomb one time for Jay-Z and Beyonce. We gotta do it. They be doing it big all day, every day. How can you not drop bombs for them? How can you not all day?
For sure.
And I did that mainly because earlier R Squared was talking to me. We was having a normal conversation about certain things. He was like, this is the ape shit. He used ape shit, the word, like he said ape shit to describe
in
like
conversation, maybe
a, in a conversation. And I was like, damn, Jay-Z and Beyonce done did something big when people having conversation and then going, da-da-da-da-da, ape shit. I was like, yo,
yep.
One time for Jay-Z and Beyonce. One time, because boy. For motherfucker having a regular conversation and quoting music, you know that shit bigger than a bitch. How the fuck? But anyway, now let's get back on track. Once again, this is your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. You got R Squared in the building. You got MJB. We doing it big in here, and we're gonna actually touch on today. Now that we got that out of the way, we're gonna touch on Drake's album Scorpion. We're gonna touch on that because that shit. I don't know about anybody else, but. I thought it was mad good.
I thought it was fire.
It was, oh, yes. Thank you.
Oh,
it was,
yes.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Everybody chime in. Let's chime in right now. How you felt about Scorpion? How you felt? Go ahead. R Squared, MJB, whoever. I'll go last. It's all good. I'll go last.
How you felt? I mean, MJ's eating some beans right now. She's eating it quietly. So I guess I'm going to go first.
Oh shit! Hold up!
Put
wait,
me
she
on
some
blast,
beans.
Man.
One time for them beans. Them beans was fire. Then. Y'all don't even fuck. Listen, hold on. I gotta do like Funk Flex real quick. Hold up. I gotta do just like him. How you be doing it? You don't even know the magnitude of how fire these fucking beans was.
Los Frijoles. They was
them. Them beans was so fucking fire.
Tell us, MJ, what kind of beans are they?
They're the red beans, black beans, baby.
Wait, hold up. What she said? Repeat that one.
I said they are them red beans, baby. Some pumpkin, some onions, cilantro, and more.
Damn.
Wait,
how is he getting to work this pussy? What is working pussy?
I guess these beans be working that pussy. I don't know what's going on.
It's gonna be working that booty cup, nigga. Gonna be farting up a motherfucking storm on that shit. You gonna be farting up a motherfucking storm when you had beans, the more you eat.
Oh, shit.
The more you, nigga, hold up. One time for them beans make you fart, nigga. One time. One time for them beans. All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. Boy King Swag. This is Henny Things. We're doing the big guy here. But anyway, back to Drake and his album Scorpion. We're gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it like this. R squared. What was your favorite song, I'd say, on Drake's new album? I mean, there's a long list to choose from. So
yeah, like for Drake's album, I will say that he released a very long album, because artists nowadays,
2 hours, 2 hours.
For some odd reason, artists nowadays, they release like only 10 or 12 songs, but I don't know how many songs he came out with. Or 7. Yeah.
Shout out to Pusha T. Anyway, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, but
he had a song where he took a shot at him about that, by the way.
Yeah.
He had a song about that, but go ahead, continue.
He released a lot of songs on this album, and he touched a lot of topics, you know, mm-hmm. one of them being his kid. And
One time for the kid,
and one time for the roast of the Pusha T, man.
Yeah.
Roast. Hold up. Pause. I was gonna give that a bomb, but you can't say if he gave Pusha T a real roast. He kind of did, but at the same time, we're comparing Adidon, which exposed Drake pretty bad. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. Like,
that's true. These were,
mm-hmm. So you got that, and then Drake's responses were extremely good though, and methodical. I mean, I can't. It kind of made you go. For me personally, made me go, Pusha T, you're wrong. Why did you talk about Drake and his family? It made me think that. But when you go back to rap battle beef, motherfucker, go and bring up your family. May bring up anything, your auntie, uncle, whatever, indifferent. Now
you want to talk about mother?
Yeah, no, right? He got disrespectful talking about his kid. There was no need for none of that, you know, stuff. You know,
one time for Pusha T getting too disrespectful. Let's do this one time. He got a little too disrespectful talking about that kid. I ain't gonna front.
Because
what is up with pussies? Okay, go ahead.
But because the thing is, you know, like I said, there was no need for him to get personal with family. That I think that was like he hit below the belt with that. That was uncalled for.
It was low.
Yeah,
I agree. A lot of people agree.
You know, if you're gonna beef with someone, just take certain chops with chop them with something else, not with some personal shit like that. That's not cool.
Ice Cube agreed with that.
Yeah, and the thing is, when I said that Drake in his new album, you know, he kind of roasted Pusha T to a degree. There's this one song in there that he did a great job in it, because he low-keyed in the smart way, roasted Pusha T. That's just straight up.
Oh, which one is that?
I don't remember.
What was it? It was started. What he was saying in the song. Was it "Don't Matter to Me"?
Well, it could be. Hold on.
Don't matter. It may be don't matter. I know there's a few songs where he mentions or references Pusha T in the whole
thing. It was like the one with the person saying, what was it that person was saying towards the end and part of that song? He was like, why would I waste my time with you? You know what I'm talking about? Towards the end, like, nah.
Oh, he referenced Plaz. Oh, yes.
I was dying when I heard that shit. I'm like, yo. He roasted him in a very smart way, man.
Yeah,
he was very witty with his work, and I really really enjoyed it.
I'm just glad that he didn't make the whole album about messages.
Thank you.
Because that's exactly what we talked about in the Beyonce podcast, was briefly mm-hmm. on how we were expecting Drake to have like this, you know, message with his album. I'm just glad he didn't.
It
do
was
that.
The song was 8 out of 10. That's what it was.
Yeah, I figured it was that eight or out of 10 when Mob he sampled something. Him, yeah. No, but you asked me what my favorite song was, and you asked what our favorite song was. Mine personally was Summer Games, just because it's very relatable as to like what I'm going through right now and blah blah blah. But I don't know. That's my favorite song right now.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm gonna be straight up. I heard the entire album. I actually enjoyed all the songs just because it, you know, brings something different on, you know, to the plate. So it's like for me to just sit down and actually like relate to one of the songs. I actually have to sit down and fully focus on one of the songs. But besides that,
you didn't listen to the album.
I listened to the album. No, I listened to it with it with Swag. Swag knows I was there, and I'm like, oh shit. But my favorite one was when that guy towards the end. Was, you know, was like, you know, basically that low key roast to Pusha T.
Okay.
I actually did like that because I was very slick. It was very, very slick, to be honest with you. That's the one that actually caught my attention the most. And then the second one is the one with which Swag is gonna be like, button off of me. It's the one that he had Nicki Minaj in it.
Oh, what was that one done? Swag.
That one was That's How You Feel. That's my shit. Out of all this, I love the album on a whole. I think it's a very well thought out album. But that one with Nicki Minaj, I got to play the clip from Nicki because she rips it. Yes, and this is, he took a performance of that Nicki had and he used it for his album. And we'll play a little bit of it right now.
Wait, what's up? What the fuck? Is that Chanel, nigga? Custom down? What the fuck, guys? Running me down? Now you all up in my... Because you want to be down? Rule number one to be a boss-ass bitch.
Uh-huh.
Never let a clown nigga try to play you.
Okay.
If he play you, then rule number two.
Okay.
Just fuck his best friends and make them yes men.
Okay.
That shit's real. Just fuck Hell his best yeah, friends. Hell yeah, it is. And make them yes men. That's it. That's it. One time for Nicki Minaj and that... Because I don't remember that. But I don't remember that at all. But Drake used it in his album, and I'm like, oh, that shit's raw than a bitch. So one time for Nicki Minaj, one time for Drake, and I guess you got to even give Safari for saying okay at the right time. I guess you got to get one time. So I guess they all get that. They get that bomb. Because I appreciate
And Teyana Taylor, let's not forget about Teyana Taylor. She did an amazing job in her album.
What are you talking about, Teyana? Why this pussy? God damn, her pussy is everywhere. God damn, we done did reaction videos to her pussy. Her pussy is popping. We know this. This pussy is it's like a flawless pussy. It's wonderful, okay? But this is about Drake, nigga. This is about Drake. But Teyana Taylor though, she was doing her thing though. I ain't gonna front though. She has some
Can y'all put she got some bangs. Can y'all put that album that art cover? Of her
Which
pussy
one? Oh.
On the website because we all appreciate
I could
that.
Do it. Yeah, I got that. Okay, we'll do that. We'll
I
do
can't
that.
With you guys.
It was good.
It
How
was
can you
good.
Not?
It
was Look, I know picture, we strained off from know? Drake, but I mean,
really cool.
But listen, if y'all see this girl laying on a bed, she got a grandma.
Drake
on bed
would appreciate
in Harlem
Who cares?
Or wherever she was. Drake, oh Drake, that nigga a hoe. So one time for all the hoes in the building. You know what I'm saying? One time for them. You know what I'm saying? Niggas doing their thing. Drake done told us in the also on his album as well. This is a segue into that. He told us that the child is his. So when Pusha T was like, oh, deadbeat motherfucker playing Border Patrol, knocking on this nigga, basically saying like he's a deadbeat dad. Now that's false. Drake, with all the money he has, why the fuck would he be a deadbeat dad? Let's be honest. Just maybe because he didn't publicly announce, oh, I'm a father. That's one thing. That is something completely different as opposed to actually providing for your child. So Pusha T, I'm sorry, but you got to get that L on that because you didn't have all your facts. You didn't have all your facts. You just went ahead and, you know, deadbeat money. It sound raw. Don't get me wrong. Autodon was raw, but Drake was not a deadbeat dad. He was still doing his thing. He just didn't want to announce his child to the world, I guess, for whatever reason. And he's entitled to that as a parent. And that's why Drake said in one of his songs, like, I forgot one of the songs. He says, like, until you're looking in your child's eyes, like, you could never relate or some shit like that. I forgot what track that was. But these, and see, once again, this is Henny Sings, we raw and uncut. This is unscripted. This is unscripted. So because it's unscripted, we may not recall the exact fucking song that he said that in, but trust us when we say it, it is definitely on the album where he mentions that to Pusha T to a degree. He kind of like, it's one of those things where he's like taking his hand, like, listen, Pusha T, come here real quick. Let me hold your hand. Let me help show you this. Look, you can't call me a deadbeat motherfucker if I'm taking care of my child. I just decided not to, you know, spread this information in regards of having a child because I wasn't ready for this. I only told certain people close to me about having a child because I wasn't ready for this. Like, this is scary. This is new. Like, I don't know about anybody now. Pusha T, you can't relate because you have no children, and I'm not trying to knock him. I like Pusha T a lot. Pusha T has some, yo, he's dope. 100% dope. And the thing is, though, Pusha T can't relate because he's not a father. When, you know what I'm saying? He's not a father. He don't have his own children yet. And the thing is, I have a child. You know what I'm saying? I have a child. Another on the way. You know what I'm saying? One time for being a parent. You know what I'm saying? So people that don't have kids, they wouldn't relate. Sometimes you just feel like you want to kind of, it's not, you just feel like you don't want the world to know too much of your life, too much of your business, too much of everything, because sometimes it's just a little too much. You have a little too much of, like, just the public eye, so to speak, just watching every move that you make, you know what I mean, ready to criticize you on anything. And that's kind of what Pusha T did. And don't get me wrong, it made for a very dope diss track, okay, exposing Drake. But at the same time, he didn't have all his facts in order, okay? And I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go on it no more. Listen, Pusha T, once again, you still get that W on that. But in the long run, Drake came through with Scorpion and kind of shed light on everything. He shed light on everything. Literally almost every aspect, from his dad dressing like Bernie Mac to his child. Hold on. Because he says in one of the songs, like, my dad dresses himself. He does. He's a grown-ass man. So what are you talking about, my dad? Like, he addresses pretty much everything. And that's good. That's good that he addressed the child. He even addresses having issues with the baby mother. You know what I'm saying? With the mother of his child. So he addresses all aspects of this shit. So, I mean, once again, I still got to give Pusha T that W. You still get that W. But Drake, you still get an L, but it's like a partial L now. It was like a full-blown L, like in capital bold print. But because you explain more of the situation in its entirety and then you use like 25 songs, maybe not all 25 songs, but X amount of songs out of the 25 or whatever it was, double album. By the way, it went platinum. Y'all know it went platinum.
It did. Drake, I mean, I saw, like, somewhere online that the first day, I think, it got 134 million streams on Spotify.
Wow, that's
great. What the fuck? Yeah. It got 134 million plays on Spotify?
Yep.
That's crazy.
First day? Hold up. One time for Drake. One time. He got to get that. That's big, bro. Those numbers, boy. I think he even takes shots at Pusha T, though, about his numbers, too. Because Pusha T, you know what I'm saying?
Well, obviously, Drake is Drake.
Yeah, he mentions it where he goes, what was it, that one song that you mentioned, MJ, where you're saying, like, why would I argue with you? You mad. You big man, where he kind of uses applause. He uses applause in that song. Damn, I want to find a sound clip for that. That was good. That was a very good one that you brought up, because I'm telling you, that motherfucker, yo, that he was on point. He was definitely on point with that. I'll find it. But anyway, let's talk some more in regards to Drake. So what else? What other songs did you guys like about it? What he said, so on and so forth, the numbers that it's doing. I mean, do you feel as though that the time even when which that it was dropped was planned, methodically planned out? Because I mean, it just seems so funny how you have Kanye, you got all these projects dropping and at this time frame, and then boom, Drake just goes, mine is save the best for last type thing. You know what I'm saying? It almost seemed like, to me, Like, he planned it. It was very methodical. Because only God knows when these albums, like, his songs were done. But it just methodically planned out that his was done just so happened that it was done right after all these other albums were done. And you know what I'm saying? He even has a song with him and Jay-Z. I like that song as well. And, you know, it's kind of like, once again, Jay-Z talking about certain things. I like Jay-Z's verse. I don't know if you guys know the verse. He says, and he kind of touches on XXXTentacion.
Oh, he does?
Killed. Yes, he does. He touches on it. Jay-Z talks about X being killed. And he says, y'all kill X and let Zimmerman live. The streets are done. You remember George Zimmerman that killed Trayvon?
Yep.
And he's talking about, like, the streets. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all killed X, but y'all let Zimmerman live? What the fuck? The streets is done. It don't make no sense no more. Y'all not, what code y'all living by? That you guys are, what the fuck are you guys doing? You killing this nigga, but then y'all killing a nigga who killing niggas, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And y'all not going after that? But what the fuck is going on in the world? It's kind of like Jay-Z was literally confused in that. He shed light on it. Now, him and Zimmerman apparently have had their own issues, which people don't even realize. I know. I looked this shit up. You know what I'm saying? So one time for me doing my research, one time, you know what I'm saying? On that. Because that nigga really, Jay-Z got some beef with Mr. Zimmerman. Bro. I tell y'all, beef. The beef is
the
fucking
end of
real.
The world.
It is that y'all, yo.
So many bombs dropped this podcast.
So many bombs because he really don't like that dude. I didn't realize. I had no idea until I looked it up, and he really didn't like that whole situation and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't. I think now we've all moved forward, but it's still a situation that I guess still burns people so much to the point that Jay-Z brought it back up in his song with Drake. So I mean, shit. That should say something right there. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, what are y'all thoughts other than that on the album? Let's move forward. What else?
Well, I feel like the album itself was very well put, and if you ask me if it was dropped strategically, it could have been. Beyonce and Jay-Z dropped their album not too long ago, and obviously, like when you have like a powerhouse like that, it's hard to compete with stuff like that. You know what I mean? So he's going to wait like a second and then he's going to be like, all right, now it's my time to drop my album. So it could have been strategic. It could have been something to do with his label that didn't let him release his music when he wanted to. But I honestly love the album. He knows what he's doing and he's good at what he does. And he sent his message is clear. And I don't know. He's just a great artist. That's why he's so successful.
I like that. I like that. You're right. Anything from you, MJB, before we wrap this up?
Nah, she's too busy. She's too busy right now.
You eating them beans, girl? You eating them beans?
Let's just say she's eating some beans right now.
Oh, my God. It's a sad, sad day. MJB is stuck on them goddamn beans. Stay away from the beans, bro. You're going to be farting up a motherfucking storm. The fuck wrong with you?
Los frijoles.
Oh, my God. I could tell she gone because I ain't hear her say no damn word. Like,
yeah,
none.
Yeah, she unfortunately had to step out for a second. Them beans hit her.
Them beans hit her?
Them beans hit her.
It's a goddamn man. Yeah, I don't even know what else to SoundCloud to play. I mean, SoundCloud. What the fuck? Well, catch us on SoundCloud. We on SoundCloud. Anything, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to SoundCloud.
We on there all day, every day. But ultimately, our consensus, I can't talk. But our overall general opinion of Drake's album Scorpion is he touches on a lot of different avenues, and it was good. I mean, I don't. There may be a few songs in it that I may not have vibed 100%. I'm not gonna lie, but for the most part, the album was very good.
Bean Lady's back. Hold on one second.
Bean Lady back?
Damn, wait, man. Gonna hold. Put me on blast like that, though? Damn, man. All right, son. I see how it is.
One second, you was lying.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We ain't lying, son. Lying. I did come back. All right? I did come back.
But why you even left it in the first place, though?
Because I was handling some business.
She was doing this.
Man,
I don't think she was
nothing right now.
She wasn't working that. She wasn't working now. What you was doing? You just getting some beans?
No, I wasn't getting no beans. I was saying later to my homies.
Oh, they rolled out? All right, one time.
Yeah, they said later.
All right, so
One time for the one time.
We're going to do it. They get a bomb too. Everybody getting bombs too. Because them motherfuckers, y'all don't know. Some of the familiar, you know what I'm saying? Some people was over the, you know what I'm saying, the spot, and we was just, you know, they heard some of our recordings and what have you, and they liked it. So we hope you all are enjoying our content and what have you. We're on multiple different platforms, you know, iTunes, so on and so forth. It's coming soon to Spotify. I'm gonna let y'all know that. I'm gonna work that out. We're gonna be on Spotify much sooner than later. And I mean, like, much sooner. It may happen later tonight or tomorrow, to be honest. We're probably gonna be on Spotify like real soon. But ultimately, we give Drake's album. What y'all give it? Okay, we're gonna do it on a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10. What do you real guys? Quick.
What y'all give Drake's album on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a solid for me. It's a solid. I don't know, like a solid 8.5. Be 100%
honest. Okay, 8.5. 8.5 from R squared. MJB, what you give?
To Drake's be honest album? With you. It's not every day that I actually sit down and listen to the entire album and, you know, listen to every song. So that's, you know, it spoke volumes to me when I actually sat down, because I'm not gonna lie, I have a little bit of ADD. I give it personally a good 10. That's how much
that's
I liked it.
Perfect album.
Yeah, it was really good to me. To me, it was that good, for the fact that. Do you guys know who I am? Do you guys know that sometimes I'm a little, you know, I get sidetracked. You know, I get sidetracked. Not a lot of things don't catch my attention. Keeping it 100.
She's speaking the truth.
Yeah, I'm speaking the truth.
This yo, Maria's blowing up the whole world right now.
I'm being straight up, man. And the thing is, Swag was surprised that I actually sat down and
listen, it's getting
album.
So many bombs because this girl,
no,
she
no,
really
we
don't
are
be
fucked,
doing none
yo,
of that
we're
shit.
So
no,
right
yo,
now.
Yo, no, straight up.
Right. Yo, the podcast gonna blow the fuck up. Y'all need to get the fuck out of here because I ain't never
get
heard
out
of
now.
Ever nobody type of. Listen, look, it can't stop. It's not stopping. I've never heard her say that before. This is insanity. Wow, she gave it a 10. I don't know if I agree with a 10, but I mean, I'm closer to maybe where R squared is with the 8.5. I'd give it the 8.5.
Of course, you're
9.
Talking about the more like lyric, but I actually enjoyed the beats to like all of them. You know very
well. Look. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Now, if you put it like this, the album itself is what 24, 25, whatever tracks. Now it's a double album. So after this album, he's out of his deal. He's no longer with Cash Money, Young Money, however the fuck it is. So it's a much deeper album than people realize. So he touches on Pusha T's comments. He touches on being a father. He touches on his contract, and he kind of even touches on so much stuff that I'm not gonna lie, I agree with MJ in regards to giving it the 10 out of 10, but I also agree with R squared with giving it the 8.5 out of 10. So me, where I'll fall, you know, it has to be in the middle. I have to be the bias. It's not like I'm saying I have to be, but I will be, because I felt as though he could have touched on certain things a little bit more in depth than he did. But the album itself was very good. I mean, it's obviously a topic of discussion.
Of course.
All over the place. So I personally, Boy King Swag, will give it a solid. I'll give it a little bit higher than R squared. I'll give it a 9 out of 10. I would give it maybe a 9. I can't give it a 9.5. I'll give it a 9 point. At the highest, I guess I'd give it a 9.3. It's a really good album. It's a really good album. I'm not going to lie. It caters to genres of fans, and you know what I mean? Like, it really caters to everyone. So, I mean, he gets that. He definitely gets that. He did
good lyrically, and then instrumentals, they were fantastic.
The overall, I think, overall, the I guess from Henny Tings, then, would you guys say unanimously from Henny Tings, Drake's album would say, I guess, if you got the 8.5 from let me see, from R Squared. Well,
the average would be like 10, a 9.
It'd be a 9, right?
Yeah, the average would be a 9. So,
you guys agree?
Yeah.
Agree it's a 9 out of 10, then?
What do you, the listener, think?
Let's the listeners, what do you guys think? Because, you know, one time for the listeners. Y'all get the biggest bomb ever dropped. Y'all tell us what y'all really think about this. Because ultimately, listen, shit, we're people just like y'all, flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. You like it? Don't. Let us know. You know, follow us on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We all over the place. At Hintings.com. Wait, what I'm talking about? At Hintings.com. Damn, these drinks getting to me. Oh my God.
www.hennytings.com.
Thank you, R Squared. What? So, once again, and you can find us on our social medias. You know, R Squared. You got MJB. You know, you got your boy King Swag. We out there. You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys for listening. It's been a pleasure. We have more content coming out. Every Thursday, check us out. Definitely, because we do every Thursday we record episode. And if it's not updated on Thursday, we update it on Friday. For Friday morning, it is up. So thank you guys for listening, for being a part of this. And skeet skeet. You know what I'm saying?
Later.
Once again, that's how we doing it. One time for everybody. And we out of this bit. You know what I'm saying? We out of this bit.
Much love, y'all. Peace and love. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your
damn,
evening.
Damn, you sound like beans.
Damn, man. What's up?
It ain't Chanel. Smoking hot, and you ain't smoking.
It's great value.
What? That was rule number one, to be a boss ass bitch. And I don't know what this other audio is.
Not a boss,
playing.
It's a boss. A boss ass bitch.
In the world of rap.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. Anyway, so this is Henny Tings. We out of here. This is boy King Swag, R Squared, MJB. This is Henny Tings. We out. Y'all have a wonderful night, morning, whenever y'all listen to this. Skeet, skeet, niggas. We out of here. Squad.
Cheerio.